Target can purchase data that indicates a shopper's ethnicity, their job history, what magazines they read, if they have ever declared bankruptcy, the year they bought or lost their house, where they went to college or graduate school, and whether they prefer certain brands of coffee, toilet paper, cereal, or applesauce. There are data peddlers such as Infinigraph that listen to shoppers' online conversations on message boards and internet forums and track which products people mention favorably. A firm named Rapleaf sells information on shoppers' political leanings, reading habits, charitable giving, the number of cars they own, and whether they prefer religious news or deals on cigarettes. Other companies analyze photos that consumers post online, cataloging if they are obese or skinny, short or tall, hairy or bald, and what kinds of products they might want to buy as a result. Target, in a statement, declined to indicate what demographic companies it does business with and what kinds of information it studies. It used to be that companies only knew what their customers wanted them to know, said Tom Davenport, one of the leading researchers on how businesses use data and analytics. That world is far behind us. You'd be shocked how much information is out there, and every company buys it because it's the only way to survive. If you use your Target credit card to purchase a box of popsicles once a week, usually around 6:30 p.m. on a weekday, and mega-sized trash bags every July and October, Target statisticians and computer programs will determine that you have kids at home, tend to stop for groceries on your way back from work, and have a lawn that needs mowing in the summer and trees that drop leaves in the fall. It will look at your other shopping patterns and notice that you sometimes buy cereal but never purchase milk, which means that you must be buying it somewhere else. So Target will mail you coupons for 2% milk, as well as for chocolate sprinkles, school supplies, lawn furniture, rakes, and, since it's likely you'll want to relax after a long day at work, beer. The company will guess what you habitually buy, and then try to convince you to get it at Target. The firm has the capacity to personalize the ads and coupons it sends to every customer, even though you'll probably never realize you've received a different flyer in the mail than your neighbors. With a guest ID, we have your name, address, and tender. We know you've got a Target Visa, a debit card, and we can tie that to your store purchases, Pohl told an audience of retail statisticians at a conference in 2010. The company can link about half of all in-store sales to a specific person, almost all online sales, and about a quarter of online browsing. The problem with all this data, however, is that it's meaningless without statisticians to make sense of it. To a layperson, two shoppers who both buy orange juice look the same. It requires a special kind of mathematician to figure out that one of them is a 34-year-old woman purchasing juice for her kids, and thus might appreciate a coupon for a Thomas the Tank Engine DVD, and the other is a 28-year-old bachelor who drinks juice after going for a run, and thus might respond to discounts on sneakers. Pohl and the 50 other members of Target's guest data and analytical services department were the ones who found the habits hidden in the facts. We call it the guest portrait, Pohl told me. The more I know about someone, the better I can guess their buying patterns. I'm not going to guess everything about you every time, but I'll be right more often than I'm wrong. By the time Pohl joined Target in 2002, the analytics department had already built computer programs to identify households containing children, and come each November, send their parents catalogs of bicycles and scooters that would look perfect under the Christmas tree, as well as coupons for school supplies in September and advertisements for pool toys in June. The computers looked for shoppers buying bikinis in April and sent them coupons for sunscreen in July and weight loss books in December. If it wanted, Target could send each customer a coupon book filled with discounts for products they were fairly certain the shoppers were going to buy. because they had already purchased those exact items before. Target isn't alone in its desire to predict consumers' habits. Almost every major retailer, including Amazon.com, Best Buy, Kroger Supermarkets, 1-800-Flowers, Olive Garden, Anheuser-Busch, the U.S. Postal Service, Fidelity Investments, Hewlett-Packard, Bank of America, Capital One, and hundreds of others have predictive analytics departments devoted to figuring out consumers' preferences. But Target has always been one of the smartest at this, said Eric Siegel, who runs a conference called Predictive Analytics World. The data doesn't mean anything on its own. Target's good at figuring out the really clever questions. It doesn't take a genius to know that someone buying cereal probably also needs milk. But there were other, much harder, and more profitable questions to be answered. Which is why, a few weeks after Pohl was hired, his colleagues asked if it was possible to determine who was pregnant, even if that woman didn't want anyone to know.